the mother of a queen. When his father died, he was only a kid, and his manager buried him perpetually. That is, so he would have the plot permanently. But when his mother died, his manager thought they might not always be so hot on each other. They were sweethearts. Sure, he's a queen. Didn't you know that? Of course he is. So he just buried her for 5 years. Well, when he came back to Mexico from Spain, he got the first notice. It said it was the first notice that the 5 years were up and would he make arrangements for the continuing of his mother's grave. It was only $20 for perpetual. I had the cash box then, and I said, let me attend to it, Paco. But he said no, he would look after it. He'd look after it right away. It was his mother, and he wanted to do it himself. Then, in a week, he got the second notice. I read it to him, and I said, I thought he had looked after it. No, he said, he hadn't. Let me do it, I said. It's right here in the cash box. No, he said. Nobody could tell him what to do. He'd do it himself when he got around to it. What's the sense in spending money sooner than necessary? All right, I said. But see you look after it. At this time, he had a contract for 6 fights at 4,000 pesos a fight, besides his benefit fight. He made over $15,000 there in the capital alone. He was just tight, that's all. The third notice came in another week, and I read it to him. It said that if he did not make the payment by the following Saturday, his mother's grave would be opened and her remains dumped on the common bone heap. He said he would go attend to it that afternoon when he went to town. Why not have me do it? I asked him. Keep out of my business, he said. It's my business and I'm going to do it. All right, if that's the way you feel about it, I said. Do your own business. He got the money out of the cash box, although then he always carried 100 or more pesos with him all the time, and he said he would look after it. He went out with the money, and so, of course, I thought he had attended to it. A week later, the notice came that they had had no response to the final warning, and so his mother's body had been dumped on the bone heap, on the public bone heap. Jesus Christ, I said to him. You said you'd pay that, and you took money out of the cash box to do it. And now what's happened to your mother? My God, think of it. The public bone heap, and your own mother. Why didn't you let me look after it? I would have said it when the first notice came. It's none of your business. It's my mother. It's none of my business, yes, but it was your business. What kind of blood is it in a man that will let that be done to his mother? You don't deserve to have a mother. It is my mother, he said. Now she is so much dearer to me. Now I don't have to think of her buried in one place and be sad. Now she is all about me in the air, like the birds and the flowers. Now she will always be with me. Jesus Christ, I said. What kind of blood have you, anyway? I don't want you to even speak to me. She is all around me, he said. Now I will never be sad. At that time, he was spending all kinds of money around women, trying to make himself seem a man and fool people. But it didn't have any effect on people that knew anything about him. He owed me over 600 pesos, and he wouldn't pay me. Why do you want it now? He'd say. Don't you trust me? Aren't we friends? It isn't friends or trusting you. It's that I paid the accounts out of my own money while you were away, and now I need the money back, and you have it to pay me.
I haven't got it.
You have it, I said. It's in the cash box now, and you can pay me.
I need that money for something, he said. You don't know all the needs I have for money.
I stayed here all the time you were in Spain, and you authorized me to pay these things as they came up, all these things of the house, and you didn't send any money while you were gone, and I paid over 600 pesos in my own money, and now I need it, and you can pay me.
I'll pay you soon, he said. Right now, I need the money badly.
For what?
For my own business.
Why don't you pay me some on account?
I can't, he said. I need that money too badly.
But I will pay you. He had only fought twice in Spain. They couldn't stand him there. They saw through him quick enough, and he had 7 new fighting suits made, and this is the kind of thing he was. He had them packed so badly that 4 of them were ruined by seawater on the trip back, and he couldn't even wear them.
My God, I said to him, you go to Spain? You stay there the whole season and only fight 2 times? You spend all the money you took with you on suits and then have them spoil by salt water so you can't wear them? That is the kind of season you have, and then you talk to me about running your own business? Why don't you pay me the money you owe me so I can leave? I want you here, he said, and I will pay you, but now I need the money. You need it too badly to pay for your own mother's grave to keep your mother buried, don't you? I said. I am happy about what has happened to my mother, he said. You cannot understand. Thank Christ I can't, I said. You pay me what you owe me, or I will take it out of the cash box. I will keep the cash box myself, he said. No, you won't, I said. That very afternoon he came to me with a punk, some fellow from his own town who was broke, and said, Here is a paisano who needs money to go home because his mother is very sick. This fellow was just a punk, you understand, a nobody he'd never seen before, but from his hometown, and he wanted to be the big, generous matador with a fellow townsman. Give him 50 pesos from the cash box, he told me. You just told me you had no money to pay me, I said, and now you want to give 50 pesos to this punk? He is a fellow townsman, he said, and he is in distress. You bitch, I said. I gave him the key of the cash box. Get it yourself. I'm going to town. Don't be angry, he said. I'm going to pay you. I got the car out to go to town. It was his car, but he knew I drove it better than he did. Everything he did I could do better. He knew it. He couldn't even read and write. I was going to see somebody and see what I could do about making him pay me. He came out and said, I'm coming with you and I'm going to pay you. We are good friends. There is no need to quarrel. We drove into the city, and I was driving. Just before we came into the town, he pulled out 20 pesos. Here's the money, he said. You motherless bitch, I said to him, and told him what he could do with the money. You give 50 pesos to that punk and then offer me 20 when you owe me 600? I wouldn't take a nickel from you. You know what you can do with it. I got out of the car without a peso in my pocket, and I didn't know where I was going to sleep that night. Later, I went out with a friend and got my things from his place. I never spoke to him again until this year. I met him walking with 3 friends in the evening on the way to the Callao Cinema in the Gran Via in Madrid. He put his hand out to me. Hello, Roger, old friend, he said to me. How are you? People say you are talking against me, that you say all sorts of unjust things about me. All I say is you never had a mother, I said to him. That's the worst thing you can say to insult a man in Spanish. That's true, he said. My poor mother died when I was so young, it seems as though I never had a mother. He's very sad. There's a queen for you. You can't touch them. Nothing, nothing can touch them. They spend money on themselves or for vanity, but they never pay. Try to get one to pay. I told him what I thought of him right there on the Gran Via in front of 3 friends, but he speaks to me now when I meet him as though we were friends. What kind of blood is it that makes a man like that?